God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. Oh, Hill City, let the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to a life of new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His words, the power is in me, and the authority has invested in me.
The Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Word of life.
Declaration for the day.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By his spirit, he will cause you to enter into double doors in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double opportunities in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double increase in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double miracles in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double manifestations in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double oils in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double anointings in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will do everything in double.
Amen.
You will receive in double.
Amen.
You will walk in double.
Amen.
There will be double manifestation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When the answer of God is coming to you, it will come in double in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Double breakthroughs now.
Amen.
Double favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Heaven has released that favor.
Amen.
It is yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive double of it in
Amen.
Jesus. Somebody receive double of it in
Amen.
Jesus.
My
revelation.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
Jesus is saying that no one hates his flesh.
Yes.
You nourish your flesh. That's what we eat. Good food.
Yes, sir.
We drink drinks, water, and all of that. Mm-hmm. To nourish our body.
Yes.
He said, just as Jesus also.
Yes.
I'm just proving to you that Jesus loves his body.
Mm.
Jesus loves his
Hallelujah.
Body. He loves the church. He died for the church.
Glory.
He will not leave the church, nor forsake the church.
Hallelujah.
He said it himself.
Yes.
The promise of Jesus supersedes any kind of, any kind of speculation.
It does.
I'm telling you, because he loved the church.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand? Not that the church should go wayward, but I'm talking about, intercession for the church.
Yes.
Do you understand? For the church to excel according to the works and the word of Jesus, the finished works of Christ. Now let's go ahead. Let's see it.
Verse 30 now.
Yes, sir.
For we are members of his body.
So for we are members of his body.
Of his flesh and of his bones.
Okay. So the Bible is saying that we, the church, we are members of Jesus' body. So Jesus' body is the church. So we are individual members of his body. Of his what?
Flesh
and of his bones. Of his bones.
Mm.
Now Jesus, when he resurrected, he says, look at me. I have flesh and bones. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones, such as you see me have. He was trying to tell them, you can feel me and touch
it.
Well, you can't touch spirit, but you can touch me.
Mm.
You understand? I have become a new class of being.
New class.
That is what we are yearning to become. The Bible says we've grown.
Mm.
Not to be unclothed, but to be fed up clothed.
Yes.
It is a powerful word when you understand it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Let's go to the book of, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to 13. It's a popular scripture where everybody knows about the fivefold ministry ordained. And I just want us to read briefly so that we buttress it with it.
And he himself gave some to the apostles.
Yes.
Some prophets. Some evangelists.
And who did that? And he himself.
Yes.
So do we qualify to hit a ministry that God has, he himself has given?
No.
Remember, he gave some to be apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people don't have so many issues with apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave some to be prophets.
Yes.
But a lot of people have problems with prophets.
Yes, sir.
And even all pastors today, yes, in this particular generation. Yes, the church itself has many of the leadership and many of the people have problems with prophets.
Yes.
But you need to understand something. And I've always been preaching this. Jesus told me, look at them. They should open their eyes to see. Because I was going to use the prophetic ministry in the last days well, you know, to complement the other ministries, apostolic and all of that, to reveal the intentions and the intent of the devil, and even to reveal the mysteries of his will, the devil was going to blackmail the ministry of the prophetic,
yes,
by infiltrating into the prophetic his own people.
Yes.
Who will lie in wait about the prophetic.
Mm.
So the prophetic will be marginalized, will be abused, and people will talk about it so that they hate it.
Yes.
So today when you talk about the prophet and you put a name prophetic, you'll be in trouble. Remember, you have heard that people, like I used to, I wanted people to call me a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus warned me that I have ordained you a prophet.
Mm.
I know the reason why, because I was shying away from that word,
yes,
because of the excess it is.
Yes.
And so it has to take you, it has to be, you have to be bold to be able to get it. When I was hitting the road, even our prophets were now writing the titles of their offices as apostles. Okay?
Yes.
But he warned me. People don't understand. He warned me about it. So, and anytime that he revealed himself to me, he called me my prophet.
Mm.
And so, like, so, do you understand? Yes. So, like, I was compelled. Like, you can't do anything about it. But I truly wanted to use other, you know, like maybe pastor or evangelist and all of that. That would have even helped. Yes. But he wanted me to stand in it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a shame, endure it.
Yes.
And bring the light of it.
Mm.
And thank God, thanks be unto God that people are bold,
yes,
to even refer to that. Because, sure, and people call the prophet charlatans. The reason is because of the excesses,
yes,
and the immaturities,
mm,
that couple with this office of the prophet. Because that is the kind of office that easily excels before people. All right, before people.
Yes.
But every prophet God has sent speaks the word of God.
Mm.
He speaks the word of God. That is the first thing. It's not just to come and prophesy. No.
Wow.
The word of God is prophecy. The Bible says, do not treat prophecy as contempt.
Mm.
Do not despise prophecy. The word of God itself was, you see, this word that we, so the Bible, this is by inspiration of God. Anything, yes, by inspiration of God is prophecy.
Mm.
It's a prophetic word. So prophecy, Jesus prophesied. Every word of God he spoke, the apostles, everything is received by prophecy. Paul said something in the book of Ephesians chapter 3. He said this thing, and Galatians, he said this thing that I'm giving you, I wasn't taught by any man.
Yes.
Neither did I go to learn it. I didn't read anywhere. It was given to me by revelation, prophetic revelation. He saw them, he heard them,
yes,
and he wrote them. So when you are reading them, you are reading the words of a prophet. You are reading prophecies. Are you hearing my
point? Yes,
sir. The book of Revelation is prophetic. But you see, the point is that people crept in unnoticed, and we were not checking them.
Mm.
And the men who supposedly accredit people were using them.
It's tragic.
And rather fighting the real prophets. Yes. Because the real prophet, they hear from God.
Mm.
They will not submit to anyone Jesus has not said to submit.
Yes.
But we have a fellowship together. Fellowship together. Mind you, then some of them know the thought before you think. Some of them, they have been given the ability of God to know your voice,
yes,
your intent,
yes,
your heart. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You tell people their dreams.
Mm.
That's what it is.
It's a deep level.
Yes. So that is why the prophetic is just beyond names and all of that, titles.
Yes, sir.
It's truly the word of God.
Mm.
So that people are equipped. And the Bible gives us the point that one should prophesy, the rest should be able to check.
Church.
Judge the prophecy.
Yes.
We got to a point, no prophet wants anybody to judge their prophecy.
Mm.
And the people wanted to judge are not knowledgeable in the word of God. Because you are not supposed to judge by your senses.
Mm-hmm.
By the revelation of the word of God. Here. That's the point. Thank you, Lord. Let's go ahead. Let's see. So it is confusing. Many people don't understand. So trying to put this word down. No. This word is the foundation and the basis of what you are doing. If you put it down, you are nowhere.
Mm.
We can't judge you by this.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, so the Bible talks about also the fullness of him. All right? Having read this one. Mm. Okay? Please, finish it for me.
So then he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, yes, and some pastors and teachers. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry.
Okay.
For the edifying of the body of Christ. till we all come to the unity of the faith.
So till we all come to the unity of, that is the purpose. Mm. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. So we'll be teaching. It's the teaching that converts people's hearts. Mm. People wouldn't have accepted some things. But whilst the teaching is going on, they now begin to read it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then once their mind is open to revelation, they read it and say, wow, this is the case. As I've been teaching about the 11th hour generation, that is where I'm going into the deeper side of it.
Yes, sir.
Now let's go into the book of the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. Okay? About the fullness of Jesus. What the fullness of Jesus is.
Mm.
So when we say Jesus, when somebody says Jesus, Jesus, where is your fullness? What is he going to say?
Ephesians 1, 22 and yes. 23. And he put all things under his feet.
Okay.
And gave him to be head over all things to the church.
And he gave him to be head over all things, but to the church.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, read again. The first one, it says what?
And he put all things under his feet.
Now, God, the Father of Jesus, put all things under Jesus' feet, not his head, feet.
Yes, sir.
And the feet is part of his body.
Yes.
All things. My feet, my kosi, bahaya.
Jesus.
So all things are accomplished in the body. But where in the body? The feet.
Mm.
I'm showing people some revelations. Mm. Apostle, can you repeat that?
And
people will say, is it in the Bible? Like Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. Open your Bible, write in your notebook right now. We are talking about the fullness of Christ, the completion of Christ. Where is that residing now?
Mm.
Let's see it. He gave God, Papa God, gave all things to Jesus. But let's hear where Jesus kept them.
Ephesians 1:22. And he put all things under his feet.
He put all things.
All things.
Under Jesus' feet.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus, the principle of Jesus is that he himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the head.
The head.
And his whole body is the church.
Yes.
From neck to feet is yes. The church. But he put all things under the feet. So, where is the power of Christ?
Mm. Feet.
The feet. Under the feet. Where is the fullness of his power?
Mm.
In his body. But where is the expression of the fullness and the completeness of Christ Jesus' power?
Mm.
The feet.
Yes.
So it is the feet he's going to use to crush the devil.
Yes.
But what is the representation of the feet? That's what we are learning.
Serpents and scorpions. Over all the
so people. The Bible says he reveals a prophetic word and says,
mm.
By your feet. You will tread over serpents
yes.
and scorpions. The book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Yes, we read it.
Yes, sir.
He says, you will tread upon serpents and I'll give you authority.
Yes.
And so the fullness of this authority is expressed in the dispensation of the feet.
Mm.
So the body has been divided into several sections, but it's one different members, but one body.
Yes.
So we work together.
Mm-hmm.
But in working together, it started from when Jesus resurrected and ascended
mm-hmm.
and gave power to the apostles. And then, you know, foundation of the church started.
Yes.
Was built on Christ. Started. So perhaps it started from here. It was coming to the legs
mm-hmm.
and now to the feet now.
Sure.
So we have experienced each of the members of the body in the dispensations. This is the last day dispensation.
Mm.
And the Bible talks about the fact that the fullness of this authority is vested in the feet. And so the feet is the one, the body, the Lord Jesus is as a head
mm-hmm.
with his body and the feet will be used to crush the head of the devil.
Yes.
In the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. There is a prophecy.
Yes.
Over there.
Mm.
He says, you shall what? You shall crush the head of the devil.
Yes.
He shall bruise your heel.
Yes.
So that is what it means.
Mm.
So the contention between the devil and the children of the devil, which the Bible classified them as the host of wickedness, and the feet, the generation of Christ Jesus,
mm.
in the dispensation of the end times, will be between the devils and his children,
mm.
and Jesus and his children through his feet.
His feet.
Kalibasu talibahaya. Am I explaining something here for people to hear? Now remember, I'm using you cannot use your opinions to interpret the Bible.
Mm.
You can only use scripture to interpret scripture.
Mm.
Let scripture interpret itself. Sometimes people say we are giving deeper meaning of what the Holy Ghost has said. You have no deeper meaning of what the Holy Ghost has said.
Mm.
The Bible, the scriptures actually have deeper meanings of any scripture that he has put across.
Okay.
That is why I'm using the scriptures to interpret the scriptures.
Mm.
I've not given my personal opinion here.
No.
I may have revelations. But if we sit here and everybody begin to bring their own revelations, and that is what we are going to use as doctrines, we'll be in trouble. Yes. That's why Jesus brought this one, because people can infiltrate yes. into things.
And share false visions.
The people can share false visions. The devil can even give visions
yes.
to that effect.
So he can masquerade as an angel.
I'm telling you, Apostle. Mm. And people are not matured enough to be able to understand what we are sharing. Mm. So the power is in this generation.
Hallelujah.
The fullness of the power. It doesn't mean that the people of old did not have power. No, no, no. Who told you?
The fullness of it.
Look at the Grahams, the Branhams, the, you understand, yes. the Osbournes and Kenneth Hagins and all of that. They've expressed God's power.
Mm.
But you see, the power expressed in this generation has not been seen before because it is prophesied. And that the Bible says that they will beautify the glory of the feet. I want to show you these things. Do I have time to expand on this?
But we'll just go on a short break.
Okay.
And then when we return, we'll show them that scripture in the book of Isaiah.
Thank you,
where
Jesus.
You beautify the place of his feet and glorify the house of his glory. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. Thank you.
A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. O Hill City, like the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to a life of new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His word, the power is the authority has invested in you.
For the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Bologna Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I couldn't help but notice this message. It's a message that says, good morning, Apostle and the Lord General. I had to go for physiotherapy, but won't do so without getting done with watching this broadcast, even though I'm in queue for long. We bless God for your lives. Wow.
Wow.
He so loves this broadcast that he's ready to queue just to get the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mother God, you're on fire, and we're sharing something before we had to go on that break, if you would please speak.
Yes. So the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, verse 22 to 23, we were reading.
Yes.
Okay. I want us to finish that quickly.
Okay.
Yes.
It says, and he put all things under his feet.
Yes.
And gave him to be head over all things to the church.
And he put all things under his feet.
Yes.
And the feet is part of the body.
Sure.
And the feet represent the last day generation. Mm. So the Bible says, and gave him to be head over all things
to the church. Yes.
So the church is the one that enforces the all things because all things have been given to the church.
Yes.
The church is representing the body. But in the church, there are dispensations.
Mm.
So the dispensation we are in here is the feet dispensation. So the feet is supposed to express the fullness of the authority of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
Thank you,
in the church of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So we can't get it wrong.
Mm.
He planned it that way. And I'm going to be revealing the mysteries of these things. I'm going to be revealing the mysteries of these things. Can we go ahead now?
Yes, sir.
Let me show the people of God something here. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, okay? The gathering together. That is what the Bible says, that in the fullness of the times, he will gather together by the agency of the last day dispensation. The last day people.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Okay, verse 9 and 10. Okay, briefly, we have read these scriptures over and over, but I'm revealing in the light of this mystery that God wants me to reveal to the people of God. Okay, keep it, share it, let somebody be blessed by it. Let's go ahead.
Verse 9 says, having made known to us the mystery of his will.
Okay, having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
Yes.
Very, very important. So God, his will, okay, is invested in mysteries.
Mm.
So, for you to get the fullness of his will, you get into his mysteries.
Mm.
Mysteries means hidden secrets.
Yes.
So, when it is uncovered, you know his will, the mystery of his will, having made known unto us.
Yes.
So, they are codified in the scriptures. But someone has eyes have to be opened by the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that your spirit of an understanding, being enlightened, to know that these are the mysteries of his will.
Mm.
Okay, so that what will happen?
Shall having been known towards the mission of his will, according to his good pleasure,
okay,
which he purposed in himself.
According to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. The Bible says God created and made us for his pleasure.
Yes.
He just wanted to have pleasure and he made us. You, when you want to spend your pleasure, you spend it in a hotel or a plane or something. But God, he wanted to have pleasure. He just created us to have pleasure and put his spirit in us. Check the book of Revelation, you see it.
Mm.
Okay? Now, chapter 4 there. Now, let's see it. Yeah, let's see it. He says what? According to the good pleasure of his will.
Yes.
That's what?
Which he purposed in himself.
He purposed in himself.
Yes, verse 10. Yes. That in the dispensation of the fullness of the time.
This is what I'm looking for. That in the dispensation of the fullness of where?
The times. Yes.
The times of the end. Mm. In the fullness of the dispensation. Dispensations is, in other words, ages or generations.
Mm-hmm.
In the fullness of the generations of the times.
Yes.
What shall he do?
He might gather together in one all things in Christ.
He might gather together in one all things in Christ.
Yes.
And the principle of Christ is that the body. Where is it gathering? In the church, on the earth.
Mm.
The heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. So it pleased the Lord to put his throne in heaven. And then made the earth. He made the earth.
Yes.
His footstool. You know, I heard somebody say he doesn't want to go to heaven because he thinks that, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens. And God is big. So, if God is bigger than the heavens, because where was he before he created the heavens? But you see, you don't understand the concept of God and Jesus.
Mm.
Now, the Bible says that Jesus is the head of all principality and power.
Yes.
And he made Jesus to have a throne, the throne that we are going to see, because God is not seen. Even when we become like Christ, we can't see God.
Mm.
But when we see Jesus, we've seen God. Because God is spirit.
Mm.
He's a higher dispensation. Yeah, a higher dimension. Sorry, a higher dimension.
Mm.
Understand it. But Jesus is the express image of God, of the Father. Understand it. Whether on earth or in the spirit or in the heavenly realms.
Which means even among spirits, there are levels.
Even among spirits, there are levels. Spirits don't see God.
Mm.
No. Even the two seraphims, they've not seen God. Because with two wings, they cover the glory of God. And they cover their face so they don't see him.
Wow.
You don't understand. So he himself reveals himself to them so that they are in awe about the revelation of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand the dispensation, the mysteries of God. You don't understand.
Okay.
But I wish you understand.
This makes sense. So when the scripture says, the angels are ministering spirits.
Yes.
In Hebrews 1:14. And it also says, Jesus said in John 4:24, that God is spirit.
Yes.
So it's not the same thing exactly.
No. Angels who are ministering spirits, they were created and made out of. The Bible says he used his fire to create them. And angels, he called them forth by his word.
Yes.
By his ministers, like seraphim.
Yes.
Seraphs. Seraphs are not angels. Seraphims are not angels.
Mm.
Angels are placed in the domain. You don't understand who angels are. They look like men.
Mm.
But they can turn themselves into any shape or form. But ministry spirits are fire. I wish you see the classifications of them.
Mm.
That is why, you know, you can't see seraphs right now. You don't understand it. You know where seraphs occupy. We hear of them only once. In a certain dimension.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Let's go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
When somebody says, I saw a seraph. Hey, where? Stop lying. I'm not saying the church, Jesus, cannot bring us. Because seraphs don't function in that kind of realm you're talking about. Where is seraphs functioning? It's only when Isaiah saw the throne that was being brought. They were the entourage that brought it. But the throne that was being brought in, there was a firmament. And above the firmament was where the throne was sitting. And where that was where the seraphs were.
Yes.
Even the cherubs were under the... They were the one carrying the firmament. So that they could not see what they were carrying. Let's go ahead, Apostle. Start broken and mashata.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
When they appear in places of heaven and in dimensions, they will understand this thing I'm talking about. It's in the word of God. That's why we use the word to interpret the word of God.
Mm.
We don't use our personal opinions. Many people have used their personal opinions. It has hurt the church.
Yes.
The church is practicing something that we're not given in the Bible. I'm telling you, stick to the word of God.
Stick
anybody who comes to disprove this word of God is not standing for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's standing on, number one, greed. A spirit has entered, different from the spirit of God. Nobody Speaking by Jesus will call Jesus a kept because the word of God is Jesus. Period. Now, apostle. So in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he will gather all together in one.
Yes.
In Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's what it means.
Yes.
Where? In the
both
church.
Which are in heaven.
And which are
and which
on earth.
Earth.
So the feet is that is what I prophesied when I saw. It is based also on scripture. That even the heavenly realms, in the heavens, the people have come to work. Noble people, the men of God, the high class, profound men of God, who have come to work and gone to be with the Lord. They are all being released to help us because they are being gathered in the last day dispensation before Jesus comes. And the Bible says they will be all gathered. Both things are in heaven and things on earth. So if you read the book of Ephesians, the Bible says, excuse me, the family of God, some of them are in heaven, some of them are on earth.
Yes.
And there's a gathering together.
Yes.
Both the people are in heaven on the earth. And they are things. Yes. So you see, you understand that this is the last day people are going to have several visions, revelations, and encounters.
Hallelujah.
Of these people. So somebody will be telling you that Elijah walked to my room and he spoke this.
Yes.
It's true because, you see, the point is that, and you see, you cannot be living in a particular kind of, you cannot be living in sin whilst you are talking to me about Elijah walking to your room. It doesn't work that way. The Bible says, he that is born of God keepeth himself, the wicked one touches him not.
Yes.
Even if the wicked one touches you not, it means that is where divinity is at work in you. It's a great dispensation, but it's not a license to fool.
Sure.
Thank you, Lord. Let's go ahead, Apostle. Into the book of Isaiah chapter 35, verse 2. Let's hear what the Lord God says here.
Think from here
in the prophecy of God. Parero Sibrahasha.
Yes, so from here we'll be praying for the people of God. Isaiah
thank
chapter
you,
35, verse 2.
Yes, sir.
It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice.
You know what he's talking about? He's talking about the feet, the generation of the last. It shall blossom, because I don't have time to read further. It shall blossom and what?
Abundantly and rejoice.
Yes.
Even with joy and singing.
Okay.
The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it.
It shall be given to the church in the time of the dispensation of the fullness of times.
Sure.
In this dispensation. Let's go ahead. Let's see it.
The excellence of Carmel and Sharon.
Yes.
They shall see the glory of the Lord.
The excellence of Carmel and Sharon.
Yes.
They shall see the excellency of the Lord. In the last day generation. If I have time, I will read all of, I think next week, by the grace of God, I will read all this particular, you know, scripture, prophecy, in the Bible. I'll go to Isaiah 60, you know, verse number, you know, there about 13, 12, 13, and read it for us to see that the last day generation have been, God is expressing the fullness of his power through that. That is the reason. I will show you the reason why certain principles were done in the Bible. And today people are doing it prophetically, but without understanding. I will show you the reason why it was done like that. Jesus, whatever Jesus did, was never, you know, it was never for just, you know, mere things and all of that. I will show you. These in the symbols, I will show
everything
you.
Had a purpose.
In the prophetic symbol, yes, everything has a purpose. I'll show you. If you have a Bible, if you have the Bible, read from the verse number 1 up to the last verse of Isaiah 35. It is not a long chapter. Read it up to the last one. You will understand the kind of glorious words spoken through the prophet Isaiah unto the last day. It's a prophecy for the church in the last day.
Hallelujah.
Read it, you will understand. It's about Zion and the Zion, the formation of Zion and the capping of Zion.
Yes.
When I speak these words, they are in the word of God. So I'm using Bible terminologies so that you can understand. If you are prophetic, you understand these things. So, Apostle, let me pray for the people of God right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I know you are blessed. I know you want to hear more, but the time is short. Amen. So, let's pray now. And let the scriptures I've given you, sit down and go through them yourself and understand them together. You know, revelation is such that, a mystery is such that somebody would have to expound on it. It's been there already, but it's been giving you the scriptures. So, once he's doing that, he's opening up your understanding. Your mind is open so you can understand yourself when you sit on it. When you sit on it, this revelation becomes yours. You are adapting it too, so you can also teach others. Let the name of Jesus be glorified. If you don't know Jesus, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior.
Yes.
So you can enjoy the grace abundantly. Now, let me pray for people. If you are sick in any part of your body, receive healing. If you do not know Jesus, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. As you pray, now, Father, I confess you to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for you died for me. When you do that and you declare that Jesus is your Lord, you are saved. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus did not tell you to go and confess all the sins you have been doing. He, yet you were yet sinner and Jesus forgave you. So receive Jesus. Receive his life. You do not have life. You say, I gave my life to Jesus. No. You receive his life into your heart. Because your life, Suke is not the life in Christ. But Zoe is the life of God. So receive his life into your spirit. And then you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost right now. As you do that, receive the Holy Ghost baptism.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And be healed in any part of your body.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Today, people are going and coming to buy, sell. Let the Lord prosper the work of their
Amen.
Hands. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.
Amen.
In these last days,
that day will never come, will not come, unless
the falling away comes.
Number one, the falling away comes first.
And the man of sin is revealed.
And the man of sin is revealed.
Something extraordinary is eventuating.
After the man of sin is revealed, that's when the day of the Lord will come.
A wonder, a stupendous spectacle.
The one who is restraining the Antichrist is restraining the Antichrist so that the Antichrist will not be revealed before his day.
Yes.
But he will be revealed exactly on his time.
Yes, sir.
And the restrainer is that he.
Never before witnessed. Watch the Word of Life live broadcast with Prophet John Anoche this and every Saturday at 7 a.m. on Metro TV. For more information, visit www.johnanocheministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.